Living in an answered prayer. Living in an answered prayer. Have you ever prayed for something for weeks, months, years, and then God like has this breakthrough moment and you like realize that, oh my gosh, I am living in something that I've been like specifically praying for? I am experiencing that right now on so many levels. And I just want to share with you my story and as I was preparing for this podcast today and just sharing with all of you, my hope is that I can breathe life and hope into your situation, whether you are praying for breakthrough in your marriage, breakthrough in your kids, breakthrough in your own strongholds and things that are holding you back, is that when you specifically pray, when you specifically take something and say, you know what, I don't know how I can break this or I can do this, I got to surrender this to something greater than I, because I can't do this. I personally cannot do this. And when it comes to our kids, when it comes to other people, like our marriage, like our spouse, we can't control what they do, right? We can't force people to change. We can't force people to make decisions that we want them to make that are better for their life. We can't force our spouse to be the kind of spouse that we want. They have to see it in their own mind and in their own life and in the way that they see you. They have to see those things and change. We can't force those things. And so what I've realized more and more and more that God has really shown me is that He puts things in our life that are so beyond out of our control that it forces us to come to a place of, okay, God, I can't, but you can. And He's like, finally, you've got something that forces you to find me, surrender, and press into me and watch me do the impossible. And I am living in the impossible. I'm living right now in something that has been a very hard journey. So I want to share, if you haven't listened to my episode before this, please go and listen to that, because this will not make any sense. I shared about our son and the breakthrough that we had. My husband and I shared actually on our marriage podcast. If you don't follow us on our marriage podcast, we update that weekly. It's called Marriage on Fire. You can find us on Spotify. But I posted our episode that we did here on my podcast about us just kind of sharing like the breakthrough that we had with our oldest. And how he came to that place where it wasn't us pressing for it. It was our son finding God on his own at 12 years old and having his own breakthrough moment with God. So I want to share something with you first, though, before I get into that, that I shared a little bit on the podcast with my husband, but I want to kind of dive in a little bit deeper here about two answered prayers, and they both because they both like intertwine with each other. So we've been married for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years in July. And something that I specifically have been praying for over the years, sometimes I pray more fervently for this, and then sometimes I've kind of let it go for the years. But I would say in the last year to 2 years, I've fervently been praying for this, because we have two little boys that need this in their dad. And that is a dad that hears from God. And I have specifically been praying that my husband doesn't just read the Bible, and that my husband doesn't just know God and know of God, but personally hears from God and gets downloads from God for our boys, for his life, for our marriage, for life, for him personally. Because for the last 20 years, I have been more of that for our family. And I've been more of like the spiritual, I guess you could say, leader of the home. And I have so desired my husband to have that personal relationship with God where he hears him speak to him, and that we both are walking in this beautiful rhythm of God and growing our family and encouraging our boys to walk that out as well. And so for the last few months, my husband has just completely done a 180. I mean, I look at my husband and I'm like, I'm falling in love with a different man. Like he's so incredible right now. I just can't even beaming for what God is doing in his life. And it's my husband being intentional about it. So a few months ago, my husband hired a coach and he's like, I want to grow in my walk with God. I want to grow in more intimacy and more connection and more of a deeper soul level with my wife. And I want to help men do the same mind, body, spirit, soul business. I want to unlock and unleash men to their full and greatest potential, but I got to start with myself. So he started this journey back in July, and now he is a full-time coach. His company is called Yellow Brick Method, and he is coaching top-level CEOs and executive teams, and it's freaking unreal. Like these guys that he takes on that are making millions, they have incredible businesses, but there's like key pieces that need to be unlocked for them to be at that next level, whether it be in their marriage or, you know, in business or their relationship with God, their relationship with their kids, their relationship with themselves. And so because my husband has stepped into that realm for himself, he's now unlocking that in other men. And one of the biggest areas that I've seen in his life is taking time not just to get into the Bible and read, you know, some good scriptures, but to actually like spend time in quiet to actually hear God speak to him. And this has been such a beautiful thing to see and watch in his life, because not only is it changing his life, but it's changed our entire family. And one of the things that I really noticed the most is our oldest son, who, if you've listened to my podcast over the years, has really struggled with lying, with being deceitful, with gaming, addictions to chat rooms. And through the years, we've done a lot of things to eliminate it. But at the end of the day, it's like if he doesn't have that breakthrough, he's going to still go try to find ways to get it. And so one of the things that I've noticed the most with my husband is that my oldest has really seen the transformation in his dad. And he sees a lot of himself in his dad. They're both very smart. They're both analytical, very, very intellectually, just very smart. And there's a lot of things that my oldest sees in my husband. And so watching his dad transform into this, like, dad's been sharing more about how God is transforming his life and what God is speaking to him specifically about. And so my oldest is seeing that, oh, dad isn't just like talking about God and scriptures, but he's actually like sharing how God is speaking directly to him. And then he's taking those things and he's transforming these guys' lives. And what's been amazing is that my one answer to prayer led to my two answer to prayer. So with my husband completely changed and, you know, hearing God, it then led my son, who I've been praying for years, God, encounter him, like just meet my son where he's at and help him break this stronghold, this grip, this demonic attack that he has over his life of lying and deceiving and addictions to the chat rooms, like break it to where he can see, like take the veils off of his eyes and like let him see how this is not taking him down the path that you have for him. Like, and just specifically praying over his mind, like, God, like give him a sound mind, let him hear from you. Let him see that this is destructive. And help him see that you have a mighty call over his life and that you want him to be blessed and you want him to walk in joy and peace and love and grace and hope and faith and power and strength and courage and boldness. And I've been praying this for years. And last Sunday, if you listen to our podcast, he encountered God. Like, our son went outside and just, he just was like, Jesus, I don't want to be like this anymore. Help me. And just that, like breakthrough. And if you listen to my podcast, you'll hear the story in the episode before this, but I share like what happened and how God encountered our son. And I want to share about this past week. So this past week, our entire family has been changed. So last Sunday was the breakthrough. And then this past week, we've seen such a different dynamic in our family because of that. My son's eyes, like, they're like warm and soft, and they have this peace over them. They used to have this like really dark cloud, and now there's like this peace that he has. But there's this joy in his life and this spirit of like just like warmth. And our whole family is like glue right now as we're getting ready to move from Tennessee to California, and we're selling our house, and we've got like so many crazy things happening right now, like in good ways, but like life is busy, and we're like, but it's like we're stronger than ever. Like, even with all the chaos of moving and everything going on, we're like glue right now. We pray every single morning as a family. We pray over each other. We pray for our family. We pray for, you know, our lives to be in service to others. And then after that, you know, we've come together as a family to speak life over each other. And what I've seen is, because of my husband leading our home with this authority now in Christ, and then me coming alongside him, right? And us being a team, our boys are like, oh, this is what it's like. This is what it looks like to be in relationship with God and to hear from him. And what's been really amazing is that I think it's also been a huge thing for our youngest, who will be 10 this week, seeing his brother change and seeing, oh, wow, like when you do pray for something and for God to break something off of someone, God can do that. Like, you can pray for something and God can move mountains. So it's even like increased his faith, you know, not just ours, but also our youngest. But living in this answered prayer, so I want to encourage you as a parent. If you have a child that is like a prodigal daughter or son, and you're just like they're lost in the world, one is, don't stop praying. Like, specifically pray and speak life of where, like, not in who they are right now, but in what their potential and what they can be. Speaking that faith, like, they are strong, warrior, bold, like all those things that I said, like, you speak that over them. Two is, you, when you pray, get your vision on for where you see them becoming and being. Because then what you're doing is, you're not just praying it, but you're believing it and visualizing it and speaking it out into existence. And then the other thing that I would share with you is this: make sure your life demonstrates what you want their life to be. And one of the things that I realized is that our son got to see the living example in his dad, and that it was like, oh, wow, so this is what it looks like if I were to not let this thing have a grip on me, and if I were to operate in a way that I can hear from God, and I'm walking in joy, and I'm walking in this power and authority and boldness like my dad is, I want that. And I truly believe, because my son saw the transformation in my husband and his dad, he got to see what in real life, like, this is what it looks like, son. So I would really encourage you, like, does your life look like what you're speaking you want your child to be? That you want them to be bold in their faith, that you want them to have healthy eating habits, have active lifestyle habits, have good mindset and the way that they think, You know, are they thinking good things toward themselves? Do they see themselves as a strong and powerful person because you do, right? Like they're picking up what you're walking out. So I would really encourage you that you can't just pray for your child to be like what you want. You need to be what you want them to be. Whatever is not transformed in your life is transferred into your kids. So if you're not transforming into what you want your kids to be, that's being transferred into them. But once you start to transform, that gets transferred. And stay in faith. My last thing I would say to you is stay in faith. And then as a spouse, if you're like me or in any other area in your spouse where you want these things to change in your spouse, maybe it's not, maybe they're fine in their walk with God, but maybe there's other areas of their life that you're like, man, I wish that they were more like this. Pray and speak that over them. And then be that. Once again, demonstrate what you want. Demonstrate what the kind of spouse that you want them to be. And then communicate. The biggest thing I started to do is really express more of like, hey, this is my desire for us. And not putting my husband down, but more encouraging him and more like, this is what my desire is for us. This is what I see us being in a strong power couple. Like, this is what I'm desiring. This is what it looks like for me. And so it was more of like creating this picture of power together versus like putting them down. And so I would really encourage you to communicate, like, what do you see you both being together? And what are those things that are missing that you want you both to have to take your marriage to the next level? And that's what our marriage podcast is actually all about, is as me coaching women and my husband coaching men, we're like, we need to help marriages. Like, let's bring those together. Because if I'm coaching women and you're coaching men, if we can help marriages set on fire, they can be a city on a hill set on fire that are going to do incredible things together versus separate. And so I just would really encourage you, you know, it starts with one, communicating what you desire and what you want, and then praying and believing that it will come to pass and allowing God to move in your spouse. And that was one of the biggest things, is that I can't force my son or my husband to do anything, but God can intervene and God can reveal those things to them. And it's like the only, you know, like the game, the old game of telephone, where you would like whisper in the cup, right, in the string, and it would go around and around, and then people would be like, is this what you said? Well, what's really cool is like when you communicate with God, it's like, this is what I'm desiring. And God's kind of like, yeah, I get what you're desiring, but I know that person even more because I created them. So I know what you want. I see what you want. I know what you need because I know you better than you because I created you. And now I'm going to communicate the way I know they're going to hear. And I'm going to move and intervene the way that I know they'll feel it and know it and receive it. And so it's like this beautiful game of telephone that at the end, God gets the final say, but it's the perfect thing that needs to be said. And so I just look at it like that, where it's like I'm communicating my desires and my needs, and God knows them, and he longs for us to take those things and lay them at his feet because he desires this beautiful relationship with you. But then he says, lay it down. Lay it down and let me do me, which I make all things new. I bring things to pass. I move the mountains that you feel are unmovable. And so you can be in this beautiful rhythm and dance with God of like, okay, I don't know, but I know you know. So here it is. I lay it down and I let you be God. And what's beautiful is he begins to create this beautiful masterpiece that you could have never created on your own. And he makes it even better than you could have even imagined. And so I want to take this time, just as I was preparing for this podcast and sharing today, this story, I just really feel led to pray for you that either one, have a child that you're just like, is there hope? Yes, there is. Is there hope in breaking the strongholds? Is there hope in them being found and, you know, because they're lost in this world? Yes. Yes, there is hope. Two, a spouse, like my marriage it's crumbling. My marriage, I don't know if we're going to make it. You can make it, but you have to make a decision that you're going to make it. And then you have to make a decision that I am going to pray for my spouse. And I am going to walk out the parent and the spouse and the person that God is calling me to be, so that everything that is transformed in my life is transferred into my kids and into my marriage. Because I want me to be the greatest me for my spouse, for my kids, for myself. And so I just want to take this time really quick and pray over you and your situation. I don't know you. I don't know your situation, but God does. And so I want to show you what it's like to communicate. Like this dialogue with God is literally, sometimes I'm like, yo, God, like for real. I'm like, God, what up? Listen, this is what's going down. And I need help and I need guidance and I need direction now. I need it stat. I've done that. And I think that sometimes we get like religious about it. People, you know, oh, holier than thou and oh, come thee, oh Lord. And it's like, yo, like God's just like 1 second away. And all you need to do is be like, God, I believe you, I receive you, and I need you. I believe you, I receive you, and I need you. And so I just want to pray over your situation and pray that God would intervene in your life and that he would show himself real to you, because he's real and he's alive and he's desiring a relationship with you and he desires for your life to be blessed and victorious, but you've got to lay it at his feet. And so, Lord, I just come before you right now and I lift up every single person that is listening to this podcast and that listens to it in the future. I just pray that, Lord, that as they listen to these words of mine and my story, the story of hope and the story of redemption and the story of strong faith of what it takes to press in and believe that you can do the impossible, I pray, Lord, that it brings hope to them, that it lifts their spirits and it breathes life into their situation. And that if they don't know you, I pray, God, that they do, that they take time today, even right after this podcast, they just put their hand over their heart and say, God, if you're real, show me. You love to be tested in that. You love to show that you are real to your kids. So I just pray, God, that you will show yourself real to your kids, that every single person that listens to this, Lord, that you will make yourself real to them. I pray that our story of hope for the person right now that's listening, that is struggling with a child that is either with an addiction or they're lost or they're broken or they feel like they don't know how to connect with their child because they're so far gone. I pray, Lord, that you will bring that child to the heart of you, that child will have breakthrough, that child will encounter you, that the mask that they're wearing over their eyes and over their mind, Lord, that you break those strongholds, that you break off that mask and they see you in the most real way, and that you bring to light what has been in the darkness. I pray that you will shine your bright light on that area and that they have a breakthrough and that they come back to the heart of you, that they find you for the first time. And I thank you, Lord, in advance for the strongholds that you're breaking over these people's kids. I pray, Lord, for the spouses. I pray for marriages. Lord, you created Adam and Eve. You created marriage, and you created it because it's a beautiful unity that together they're better. So I pray, Lord, for all the marriages, every single marriage, that you will restore what they feel is just unrestorable. I pray, Lord, that you will restore, and not just restore to like being okay, but that you will take it to another level, that they will communicate the desires that they have, that they want to take in their marriage, that their spouse, whether it's being, you know, whatever it is that they're struggling in their spouse, I pray, Lord, that you will help that spouse to see what it is, that you will give them this strong desire to take this marriage to the next level, and that the things that are holding them back, the things that are broken, the things that they feel are, or they feel lost, like there's just no hope. I pray, Lord, that you will bring all of the broken pieces, and that you will make this beautiful marriage masterpiece, and that they will walk together in the most victorious way, and that it's only something that you can do, God. I pray that over their marriage. And I just pray over the listener right now. I just pray over their heart and over their mind, over their soul, over their heart, over their spirit, that you will give them a peace, that you will give them a joy, that you will help them to see themselves the way that you see them, that you call them beautiful. You call them a daughter, a son of you. You call them mighty. You call them the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That there's no blemish in them, that you've made them to be a beautiful masterpiece, and that you have a purpose and a plan for their life. I pray, Lord, that they find that today, they feel that today, and they walk that out in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you're encouraged today. I hope that you can see that you are mighty and victorious, and that you're not meant to do this alone, that God wants you to take those things and lay them at his feet, and he wants to walk you out in victorious. He wants that victory, that battle that you're fighting, he wants the victory, because he wants you to see that he, with him, you can do all things. And so I just pray that over you, that you find the broken pieces of your life, that you realize, wow, these broken pieces were meant for me to truly take it to God, so that I can know that he is God, and that with him, I can be victorious and I can do all things, because he gives me the strength to do it. So I pray that you are encouraged today. May you be blessed and walk it out.